We're continuing around that zigzag steel mesh that's hung in the middle, and we're on the third panel now, and Arun's work continues. And like the second panel of Arun's work, it featured a landscape image, a mountainous contours of different rubbish and soil in the setting sun. But alongside that landscape image, we have a series of different individuals and objects of people who work in hospital settings continuing. The noticeable difference across some of these images is that there are close-ups of feet in sandals standing on marble tiles that is blood red and literally blood red. We see another image of outstretched gloved hands that are also bloodied from their work. And we have another image, and it features throughout the blue aprons, protective clothing that they wear. And there's a single worker, gloves on, blue apron, and in the background, in the steps of the indoor hospital environment, strewn the different cloths and garments and robes and soils and soiled rags on the ground. And another type of close-up is a hand outstretched, and on their wrist is a button strung like a bracelet, and wedged in between is a folded piece of paper that has some notes on it. And inside their hand you can see in pen some writing of a message or a remembrance or a note of some kind. And then there's the tools of their work, a row of knives on a bench top, and hammers and scalpels. And beneath that, we have two workers who are in conversation, potentially working while conversing, and appear to enjoy each other's company. Of these 11 works, apart from the landscape image, which will come up later, could you speak to the broad themes of the people in these works?
Sure. They're a much closer kind of... They're kind of close-ups of other parts of the mortuary in the hospital. We're also looking at different things like the clothes they wear, the kind of protective equipment they have in order to kind of carry out the job that they're tasked with doing, which is a lot of times preparing bodies in the hospital mortuary for burial or cremation. So the outstretched hand is the hand of a corpse with notes that are kind of written usually by the hospital staff, whether that's notes of admission of the person, whether they were a patient, all of that information. And the number is the tokens that are given, the number of the red, the bright red plastic kind of coin there is a token that's issued to identify where the body is placed within the mortuary. Sometimes that token also kind of determines, if it's a cremation, determines the order in which the bodies are being cremated. So number 44 there could be the 44th, or it just is the token that's assigned to that body to identify where in the mortuary it is. The image of the diptych of the gloves and the kind of worker performing also kind of talks more to the fact that working with bodies is a caste occupation, but they're not really actually given by hospital administration, by the state, by staff, the tools they need to perform their job. So essentially he's showing that his gloves are oversized by, you know, several sizes bigger than his own hand. And in order to fasten them, in order to maintain the kind of level of cleanliness, to keep it sanitary for him to be working with it, he's tied it with rubber bands. And then he's kind of showing the image on the right, is kind of looking at what he looks before he performs the task, and then on the left we're looking at his hands after he's kind of worked with a dead body. There's this particular image here on the right in the second row from the top, which is kind of an assemblage of religious symbols. There are Hindu iconographic images of different deities with small sculptural objects of and frames of Christian kind of figures as well. And it kind of makes a larger commentary about the role of Christianity within communities like ours, because Christianity was a way to emancipate the communities outside of several thousand years of caste apartheid. But converting to Christianity gave access to education, food and shelter, but it did not take away the caste occupations that they were essentially in some cases condemned to do. There is no logical reason for why certain people perform certain tasks, why they're assigned to certain caste occupations, and why they need to keep doing that. So that image kind of really talks to the fact that being Dalit and being in an untouchable caste is an ongoing condition, irrespective of whether or not you converted into a different religion or a different faith. And images of that kind of recur across Arun's work, particularly images of the cross, which one of the workers is wearing, of rosary beads, of stickers of, you know, of Jesus and like with words from the Bible. They all kind of have this, they kind of repeat themselves across the body of his work.